Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 6:31 on a Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here and you there, Dave Ettinger, Robbie Rosenhaus, they on the other side of the glass, and the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Thursday schmooze right up until JR. He'll come your way at 10 on your fan, New York City. Well, last night we just couldn't watch the Unwatchables, mainly because they were on their way to meet and greet the Greek Freak in Milwaukee tonight. And since we didn't have the Unwatchables to watch with their pick without the roll, since we could only find turnovers in a bakery, since we could only see bricks on a wall, we had to somehow, some way, satisfy the addiction, satisfy the habit that is New York City basketball. So we turned into that TV network, so named after Marv Albert's signature call on a made basket. And what do we have here? What is going on? The empty nets. They're not so empty these days, are they? No. Of late, they're crowding the top eight in the Eastern Conference, aren't they? They so want to be the number one NBA team in New York, don't they? They don't seem to pay any attention whatsoever to any talk that says the Knickerbockers losing is a bigger story than the Nets winning. They don't seem to pay any attention to that at all. No. So we tuned in to that network named after Marv to watch some basketball that would be so flawed, so imperfect, that, well, we might be reminded of the Knickerbockers. And sure enough, we got to see what we thought we were going to see. Here is Kemba Walker. And everybody remembers him with UConn. Here is Kemba Walker missing the second of two free throws and then fouling Damari Carroll in the backcourt. And here's Carroll on the line with three to make two for the win. And, of course, he's going to miss two, looking more like Carroll O'Connor. And here's Tony Parker. And a lot of people thought that he was in retirement somewhere on a porch, somewhere in Texas. But no, here was Tony Parker, the French fried former Spur, having a good look from the top of the key, and whoops, no net, no rim, no air ball at all. None of the above. It just hits the backboard. So with Tony Parker, it's best to remember the Alamo and his San Antonio Spurs in Texas than what he has been doing or not doing along Old Tobacco Road. So let's go into another overtime for more fun for the entire family. Here's Dinwiddie. He had himself a terrific game last night. He had 37. Very good he was. So we won't mention his missing two in a row in overtime, number two, one of them a cripple, a layup. But it was the very end of the game, and you had Joe Harris with the steal. And the game-winning basket for the Nets that are not so empty anymore. And then, wait a minute, what is this? What was that you heard? Was that the end of the game? Did somebody forget to reset the 24-second shot clock? Well, okay, we have 3.4 seconds left. No, we don't. All right, now everything is okay now. We have 1.7 seconds left. No, wait, hold on just a second. No, we don't. We have 1.6 seconds left. Maybe. And this is what we can do. From that point on, we can thank the basketball gods for Ian Eagle and Jim Spanarkle last night for setting the record straight after the Harris game winner.
Oh, the steal! Joe Harris driving in. Harris scores with 3.4. A 2-point lead for Brooklyn. Walker throws it up at the horn. It's over.
And hold on, that horn went off way, way too soon just then.
A clock error.
Yep. Total malfunction with the clock just then.
And the officials will try to sort this one out. They are probably going to put time back on the clock.
I'm thinking it's going to be in the range of about a second or so.
I'll tell you when a second shot clock never reset.
Yep.
It should have gone to zero when the Nets stole the ball away. And that's the horn that went off. And Kemba Walker was incensed.
Now you have 6 seconds when Joe Harris comes down. Watch the yellow. Don't watch the red.
Hi, this is Jamie. We need some help.
But they inbounded
yes.
The ball with 3.4.
But remember, though, when you catch the ball, you generally have like about a second or two, right?
Well, there was 1.5 on the shot clock. So that's when the buzzer went off.
The shot clock, in my mind, is meaningless there because that should have reset.
It stopped with 1.5 and then buzzed after the 1.5
expired. Yeah, I agree. That was the buzz we heard.
Now they put 1.6 on the clock. This has been wild tonight in Brooklyn.
And the best thing, the very best thing of all, is there's time now. Time. Ah, there's time enough at last.
And thank goodness for them clearing it up. And then we all were able to understand what was going on. And a little bit later on in the program, in case you are still confused, Ian Eagle will join us a little bit later on to talk about the fantastic finish and also the basketball team on the Marv Albert Network that he broadcasts and does a great job. So we'll talk with Ian Eagle, and we'll also talk with him about some of the NFL, because as you know, Ian does with the CBS with the NFL. So we'll talk to him about the NBA and also about with the football. All right, so right now, the beginning of the end is just beginning for 2018. This means we would like to be among those on your radio dial to offer the year-ender, which is, as you know, something you do at the end of the year. Because after all, who would do a year-ender in April or July or September? So we have put together some production pieces from 2018 that, for the most part, well, they're self-explanatory. Some of these pieces had introductions and some came at the end of a monologue, but all of them dealt with what was happening with your favorite teams calling New York home, and be they on the field or in the arena or at your favorite stadium. The first piece could have come years ago, and maybe it really should have been a part of a year-ender years ago. But it's a piece that is, how you say in the trade, timeless. A piece that tells you what we think of a man hired from the Wax Museum. A man who speaks so softly His lips don't move. A man who speaks softly but doesn't carry a big stick. And soon he'll be a man who speaks softly and carries a golf stick. And if he's upset over another loss, you can't really tell, since the Statue of Liberty, you might say, is more animated. And if you have to ask if he is fuming, he ain't fuming, because we have not seen him really get close to any kind of a fume. He has shown us all that he has not been the right man for the job. Again, rinse and repeat. Management doesn't want to hear about others. That's what they have been telling us this week, because right now he is still the coach and he is still on the payroll. So the following needs no introduction whatsoever.
Miami.
McCown out of the shotgun, looking right, pressure coming, and McCown is set.
We didn't coach well in any aspect of the game. We didn't play well in any aspect of the game. So everything that could have went wrong, went wrong.
Miami.
It's a fake. Logan Thomas, a former quarterback, completes it to Foster for the first down.
We stunk it up as coaches. We stunk it up as players at the same time. We didn't play well.
Miami.
Pressure coming. McCown has to get rid of it. And it's up for grabs and picked off.
This is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
We're going to take a long, hard look at everything this week, coaches and players, and we're going to put the best guys out there that's going to help us get better.
Miami!
There were multiple fouls during the play, all by the offense. Holding, number 10. Holding, number 68. Holding, number 86.
We'll review everything that we're calling on both sides of the ball, and it's what you do during the bye week, and we're going to try like hell to win the last six games.
Miami.
Pressure coming from Shaq Lawson. Now McCown in trouble and he's taken down.
I'm feeling mighty low.
Bye in week 10 is long. We'll take a long look at some tape as coaches and try to get ready for next week early.
Miami.
It's third down. McCown intercepted.
Anytime you lose the game, it's rock bottom. Whether you lose by one or whether you lose by 20 or 30 points. So you go forward by taking a hard, good look at yourself in the mirror and looking at your coaches, looking at your team, and we'll prepare and we'll get ready.
GM Mike McCagnan, he'll have a lot to talk about after this one.
I don't worry about my job. I don't talk about my job. I just try to get to the next game. It's the business when you sign up for it.
Miami.
Okay, and when he does, listen, I mean, some of this is a little bit scary with him, because you had Mr. Johnson, that's Mr. Johnson on this side of the Atlantic, making a comment, hey, we're not interested in Jim Harbaugh, we're not interested in anybody else, he's our coach. He didn't say he's our coach for one more week, one more game, and then we'll talk about some other coaches. And the fear, of course, is that he would be coming back. However, probably not. And when, as we have said before, when he is going to be relieved, he'll probably be relieved. He knows it isn't working. 1-877-337-6666 is the number to call on your fan. New York.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.